This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Evacuation orders triggered another exodus of Palestinians from eastern districts of Khan Yunis as Israeli troops launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives. Israeli officials have said they also believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. Mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15th talks called by the mediators. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostya-Tinivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
The aircraft that crashed into a residential complex in the Brazilian town of Venados, killing 61 on board, did not report any emergencies to officials, authorities said on Friday. Air Brigadier Marcelo Marino, the chief of the Brazilian Center for Investigation and Prevention of Aircraft Accidents, added that information was still premature, but that the body was committed to delivering a report on the incident as soon as possible. Regional carrier Vopas said the plane took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and crashed around 1:30 p.m. in the town of Venado, some 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran is accelerating cyber activity that appears to be meant to influence the United States presidential election, Microsoft says. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An intelligence report from Microsoft says Iranian groups have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and targeted a presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. A state government worker's computer was compromised. Microsoft warns that Iran's laying the groundwork to stoke political division and try to sway American voters this fall, a charge denied by Iranian UN representatives. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says Russia continues to pose the greatest threat for election disinformation, and China's influence is being monitored as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A man who used social media to stoke racial hatred during far-right violence in Britain and encouraged people to torch hotels housing asylum seekers has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. The sentencing on Friday of Tyler Kay was among the harshest for people who have taken part in or encouraged violence in the past 2 weeks. The government has pledged to track down and prosecute those responsible, including people who incite violence online. Nearly 600 people have been arrested since violent disorder erupted last week, following misinformation spread online that incorrectly identified a mass stabbing suspect as a Muslim asylum seeker. A man who attacked police at the U.S. Capitol with poles is sentenced to 20 years in prison, one of the longest January 6 sentences. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Wearing a tactical vest, a helmet, and an American flag gator covering his face, prosecutors say David Dempsey was stomping on police officers' heads, swinging poles at officers defending a tunnel, striking an officer in the head with a metal crutch, and attacking police with pepper spray and broken pieces of furniture. He's described as one of the most violent members of the mob to attack the Capitol. The 20-year sentence for the California man is among the longest so far. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio got a 22-year sentence. Prosecutors say Dempsey injured at least two police officers at the Capitol. Before sentencing, he apologized and called his conduct reprehensible. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Peru's government has enacted a law that prevents the prosecution of crimes against humanity committed before 2002, a decision that favors former President Alberto Fujimori, as well as hundreds of military personnel investigated or prosecuted for massacres and murders during the country's internal armed conflict between 1980 and 2000. The law was promulgated Friday despite objections from rights organizations. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said in a statement, Peru's new law, quote, contravenes the country's obligations under international law and is a troubling development. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.